This week brought the deaths of three giants in Southern politics: Senator Strom Thurmond of South Carolina, former Georgia Governor Lester Maddox, and Maynard Jackson, the first black mayor of Atlanta. To reflect on their political legacies, we invited Merle Black to join us. He's professor of politics at Emory University and co-author of The Rise of Southern Republicans. He says each man was representative of his era in the South, starting with Senator Thurmond.
The politician that I like to compare him with was Jesse Helms of North Carolina. Helms never moderated. Helms was a very conservative Republican, never really moderated his views, never really reached out to blacks. And Helms had to fight for his reelection success time after time. Thurmond kind of breezed in there because he began to give more attention to black voters in South Carolina. I think he wound up in 96, he got about 20% of the black vote in the state. I think Thurmond's biggest national impact was that he represents the movement of these white conservatives in the South out of the Democratic Party over into the Republican Party, and that shift has had national consequences. The rise of the Republicans in the South has given the conservative movement for the first time kind of unity in the same political party.
In the late 40s and 50s, however, Senator Thurmond epitomized the fight for segregation. And a bit later along the timeline, Lester Maddox would also become a symbol of Southern segregationists. But when he took office, the ground was beginning to shift. How was he representative of his time?
Well, Lester Maddox represented, I think, in Georgia and some of these other deep South states like Alabama and Mississippi and South Carolina, Louisiana, a very strong negative reaction on the part of many whites to the Civil Rights Act of 1964 and the Voting Rights Act of 1965. He won the governorship in 1966. He served as one term as governor. And after that, he had no place to go because the Democratic Party was not going to support candidates like that. And Maddox never really made a move like Thurmond into the Republican Party.
In newspapers this week, his obit is accompanied by a picture of him padlocking the front door of his restaurant rather than serve black customers.
Right.
Is that his primary legacy?
Yeah, I think it's going to be. Yeah, I think that did it more than anything else, and that's how he got elected Georgia governor in 1966.
And if we move further out along the timeline to the 1970s, Maynard Jackson was elected mayor of Atlanta. How was he representative of his time?
Well, Maynard Jackson represented the fruits of the Civil Rights Act and the Voting Rights Act of the 1960s, plus the organizing efforts by civil rights organizations across the South that took place in the middle of the 1960s and then extended into the 1970s. So Maynard Jackson became one of the first generation of African-American mayors of large cities, not only in the South but in other parts of the country too. Every mayor of Atlanta since 1974 has been African-American. And I think this represents the coming of age of black political power in American cities. And this is something that is certainly not passe. This is a huge part of the American scene today. Maynard Jackson used that experience to become influential in national Democratic Party politics, because the Democratic Party really depends upon mobilizing large numbers of African-American voters in American cities.
As we talk about the deaths of these three men, it sort of does take you down memory lane. And in looking back, you realize how much things have changed. Even when we talk about Strom Thurmond's early career, it's the 1940s, 1950s, it's not ancient history.
No, it's not. It continues today, and I think what we're seeing across the South right now is a very powerful racial polarization in the party system. The Republican Party is a party that's now drawing association from probably majorities of whites, if not majorities, then very large minorities of whites. The Democratic Party has lost a lot of white supporters, especially conservatives and some moderates. But the Democratic Party is still competitive because it attracts liberal and moderate whites, but also African-American voters in very large numbers. So a lot of these battles that were going on in the 60s and 70s, they're still, playing out today because they're now built into the structure of our two political parties.
Merle Black, it was good talking to you.
Good to talk with you.
Merle Black is a professor of politics at Emory University, and he's co-author of The Rise of Southern Republicans.